One of our safaris took us to Lake Nakuru, and definitely when we came along the shores of this salt lake, it is the marabou stock that was definitely out of place. No one could miss this gigantic, strange-looking bird with its crop hanging down the neck. This only added to the beauty of this natural reserve, which is Lake Nakuru. Lake Nakuru National Park is located in the Rift Valley and is a small, shallow, alkaline, saline lake located in a closed basin without outlet. This creates a very alkaline environment in this basin and its waters. The alkaline water and environment provides perfect growing grounds for the blue-green algae that flamingos feed on. Lake Nakuru is one of the most famous tourist destinations in Kenya due to its spectacular wildlife site, a paradise to all, especially ornithologists. It was declared a national park in 1961, and it now covers an area of 200 kilometers squared. It is a home to several species of wildlife. In addition to the millions of flamingos and birds, flamingos are the main attraction of this lake, and they are brilliant pink extended as far as the eye can see. Starting at 40 inches, they have long legs that enable them to wade and feed in the warm, muddy waters of the lake. Their main diet is the blue-green algae, Spirulina platensis, that grow in the alkaline waters with pH concentration of between 10.4 to 10.5. With a deep-keeled bill, they filter the waters for the algae and other fine particles. Their pinkish or reddish color comes from the rich sources of carotenoid pigment in the algae and small crustaceans that they eat. Their long legs and neck are especially noticeable as they are longer than in any other bird in addition to the body size. However, even though flamingos can withstand pH levels as high as 10.5, they do need to wash in clean water in order to rinse the soda off. The soda can dry and form clumps on their feathers and hold them from flying. Same case goes for drinking water. Lake Nakuru is a haven for both greater and lesser flamingos. Both are gregarious, forming big crowns all over the lake. Only the keen eye will notice the small differences in plumage, the color and the bill, but your guide will definitely show you what to look for. During courtship, a group of up to 10 individuals hold their beaks and neck high and call to one another. Then they move the head side to side. Over the next several minutes, the rhythm increases and other members join the frenzy, which can reach up to 50 individuals. It is one of the magnificent displays that no one needs to be a birder to enjoy. They then march forward for a few meters and back, open their wings and bow in salute. This show will be repeated about 6 times. At the end of it, pairs will stand side by side in a kiss position and their beaks touching. A flamingo nest is a mound of mud about 1 foot high. The mound's purpose is to protect the egg from being washed away by the gentle currents of the lake, especially in windy and hot days. The female lay a single egg and both partners take turn to incubate for the next 28 to 30 days. After an incubation period, the very great chicks are welcome to this world and stay in the nest for the next 10 to 12 days. The chick has pink bill and legs, but with a few days, up to a week, they turn black. All the parents know their offsprings by voice and feeds them with blood-red secretion formed by glands in the upper digestive tract. As the chicks live in the nest, they stay together in creatures. They are, however, able to fly and swim from an early age. It is interesting to note that flamingos have few enemies, as the condition that they are in are usually inhospitable for the predators and large birds of prey. In Lake Nakuru, however, I've seen on several occasions that hyenas have been able to prey on them. but that is when the waters are low. And during flight, they follow each other closely, using a variety of formations that help them take advantage of the wind patterns and maintain their bonds of togetherness. Lake Nakuru is great for family weekend outing or simply a stopover en route to other destinations, especially because of its central location. Enjoy your visit to Lake Nakuru.